darkness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his paths straight. And then it explains who that is in verse 4. John did baptize in the wilderness and preach the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. Now, when we talk about repentance, what does that mean, repentance? Because he says he preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. Well, a lot of people make the mistake. Every time they see the word repentance, they attach to it, repent of your sins. They attach of your sins to that. But in reality, repentance can mean all manner of things in the Bible. Repentance is simply changing your mind or changing your direction or changing your intention. It depends on the context, what's being changed. Like if I said I was going to go to the grocery store, but then I repented, you know, I didn't repent of something sinful. I just changed my mind. I was going to go there. Now I'm not going to go there anymore. Okay. And so repentance is simply a turning, and it can be a turning from anything or to anything. That's why you always have to read the context to figure out what is being turned. Now, the reason why it's so important is because a lot of people think that in order to be saved, you have to repent of your sins to be saved. I mean, everybody's probably heard that at some point in their life. Hey, in order to be saved, you have to repent of your sins. And I'm here to tell you that's a false doctrine. Because if you had to repent of your sins to be saved, then that would be a works-based salvation. Because repenting of your sins is hard work. Repenting of your sins takes a lifetime, and you still don't fully achieve that. I mean, we should all be constantly repenting of our sins. But that's work. I mean, every day we work at trying to live the Christian life and trying to follow the commandments of God and getting wrong things out of our life. And the Bible is clear that salvation is by faith, not of works. The Bible says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So we're saved by faith in Christ, by believing in Christ, not by turning over a new leaf, not by some kind of a 12-step program where we quit all of our sins. It's just by faith in Jesus, okay? Because who here could say, Pastor, I've quit all of my sins. I've repented of all my sins. I'm totally sin-free now. You know, I've been sin-free for 3 months. That's baloney. Nobody is sin-free. The Bible says the thought of foolishness is sin. Even just thinking a dumb thought is a sin. We all sin every day. None of us is without sin. None of us has repented of all our sins. So then it's like, what does that mean? Well, you just kind of have to be willing to turn from sin in general. That's not what the Bible teaches. You got to look to the Son of God, Jesus Christ, as your Savior. Put your faith and trust in his death, burial, and resurrection. Salvation is by believing in Jesus. It's not by works of righteousness, which we have done or do or continue to do. It's salvation by grace through faith. So what is the context here of the repentance? Well, if you jump down to verse number 15, because we have to let the context define it. We got to let the Bible define the Bible. Look at verse 15. And saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. So I want you to pay attention to that phrase. Repent and believe the gospel. Now, these are not two different things. He's not saying two different things. You know, well, you got to stop sinning, and then you also have to believe in Jesus. No, no, no. The repenting has to do with believing in the gospel. He's saying repent, meaning change your mind, change what you believe, change what you used to trust in, and now believe the Bible. Let me prove it to you. Go to Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22. Again, we're looking at the context. We want to let the Bible tell us what it means. You know, if we come to the word repentance and we want to know what it means in this situation, if John's preaching the baptism of repentance, what does that mean? What is he preaching? Well, let's look at the context. First of all, we saw in the immediate context, repent and believe the gospel. But look at Matthew 22, where Jesus is looking back at this event. I'm sorry, Matthew 21, verse 32. He's looking back on this and he says, for John came unto you in the way of righteousness and ye believed him not. But the publicans and the harlots believed him. And ye, when ye had seen it, repented not afterward that ye might believe him. So if we look at this verse here, Matthew 21, 32, it's obvious that in this context, repenting is going from not believing to believing. You know, at first, you didn't believe in him. The publicans and the harlots did believe in him, and you repented not afterward that you might believe him. Like, oh, wait a minute, I changed my mind. I didn't believe in him, but I'm going to start believing in him. That's what repentance is here in this context. And notice there's no mention of the publicans and the harlots having to stop sinning in order to receive Christ as Savior. Now look, if you would, at Acts chapter 19. And again, if we had to stop sinning, then no one would be saved, because no one has ever stopped sinning. No one is perfect. No one is without sin. Even the greatest men of God in the Bible struggled with sin. The Apostle Paul, the Apostle John, all the great prophets of the Old Testament. Every human being is sinful. Look at Acts chapter 19 and verse 4. Again, we're looking at the context to define repentance. In Acts 19:4, it says, "Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance." Does that sound familiar? Baptism of repentance? It's exactly what we saw in Mark 1. So what was he saying when he preached that? Well, it tells us right here. John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. So what was John preaching? He's preaching that they should believe on him that should come after. The repentance was that they needed to change what they believed, change what they're trusting in. In regard to salvation, that's the repentance that's required. If somebody's a Buddhist, they're going to have to repent of being a Buddhist so they can turn to Christ. You can't be both Buddhist and Christian. If they're a Hindu, they're going to have to repent of Hinduism, because you can't be both Hindu and Christian. If they believe that they're going to go to heaven because they go to church and live a good life and do good works, they're going to have to repent from dead works in order to believe on Jesus Christ, because they have to turn from what they were trusting, whether it were Buddha or you know, the Hindu gods, or whether it is their own works, righteousness, or whatever idolatry. They have to turn from that to Christ. You can't just add Jesus to a false religion. It's got to be all Jesus.